Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, it's a common sight, isn't it, for many motorists in Dublin? You're sitting in gridlocked traffic while the buses and the taxis breeze past in the bus lane. But as we attempt to encourage people to take fewer journeys and choose public transport, is it time to ban taxis from the bus lanes altogether? Joining me to discuss this is Jim Waldron, who's spokesperson for the National Private Hire and Taxi Association, and Janet Horner, Green Party councillor for the North Inner City on Dublin City Council. You're both very welcome. Thank you for joining us. So, Janet, what do you think? Should the taxis be banned from using the bus lanes?
I definitely think it's time to revisit that question. I think that we need to look at what the solutions can be. I'm not sure a blanket ban is going to work, but I definitely think that we need to look at how we can address pinch points around the city, how we can address heavy traffic areas, and how we can ensure the buses are basically getting priority. As you say, it's far too common for somebody sitting on the back of the bus, you're working to, you need to be somewhere in a hurry, and you're not moving. And one of the major reasons for that is a line of taxis sitting up ahead, carrying maybe 5-6 people in them.
So that might influence your choice. You're taking the bus because you want to get you quickly from A to B. But if there's a row of taxis in front of you, that's not going to happen.
If we want people to choose the bus, we have to have a reliable bus service. Buses in Dublin, everybody knows, if you have to be somewhere in half an hour, you should probably leave an hour early, because it can be very unreliable what length of time that journey will take. So that's not a reliable bus service. If you want them to choose that over the car, over even a taxi, you need to make sure that is, you look at your Google Maps, you look at whatever else, say that's a 30-minute journey, and I can be sure it will be a 30-minute journey.
Okay, well, Jim, I know you won't agree with Janet, but it's a fairly logical point she makes, isn't it?
Morning, Claire. First of all, she could answer her own suggestion by sorting out the buses first. You know, if the bus service was better, the public transport service was better, people probably wouldn't get into taxis, they would probably use the buses.
Mm-hmm. But the buses can't get around because of the taxis.
Yeah, can I just say to you, a year ago, taxi drivers were on the streets protesting, did several different items that they protested over, obviously through COVID, 10-year-old financial subsistence, that type of thing. And one of the items on it was the further use of bus lanes. And Eamon Ryan, the Green Party leader, said at that time, he said, it is slightly infuriating that people are out there saying taxis will be banned from the bus corridors. They're just scaring people, stirring up trouble. Is this what Janet is trying to do now at the moment? Just scare taxi drivers and stir up trouble?
Janet?
I'm definitely not trying to do that. I'm saying that there is time. We have to start looking at this issue again. When this was introduced, it was 1984. There was less than 2,000 taxis in Dublin. Now we have over 20,000 taxis in Dublin. The idea of what it means, what the implications are for a public transport network are very different. We're trying to get our climate emissions down by 51% by 2030. That's not going to happen without a complete revision of the whole public transport network. We are massively investing in buses. Bus Connects is going to transform the bus network in Dublin. We know that, and we will see much more reliability of services.
You mentioned when
taxis as well.
When the bus lanes came in, it was 1984, 17th of February, and we have a clip from that day when bus lanes were still a new phenomenon.
Since the introduction of the bus lanes 3 years ago, taxi men have demanded to be let use them. So for the next 2 months, they're going to be allowed to share the special lanes with the buses. The go-ahead for the experiment came from the Dublin Transportation Task Force, but they have reservations about the scheme.
While they are part of the public transport system, they are not like buses. They are like other cars, same passenger carrying capacity as other cars. So because of that, we had reservations. The observance of the bus lanes by General Motors has been fairly good. You do get the odd person parking in the bus lane or indeed driving in the bus lane, but in general, the observance is quite good. And we think that's due in large measure to the fact that motorists accept the equity of bus lanes. They accept that buses carrying 60 people or more should have a greater priority in terms of the road space than other cars.
That was Tom Power of the Dublin Transportation Task Force in 1984, and people might recognise former RTE reporter Joe O'Brien there too. So Jim, as far back as then, back in 1984, it was controversial for the taxis to use the bus lanes. It's not a new issue, is it?
Can I just say, we have to accept that taxis are part of the public transport service. So like, we're a small public service vehicle. We do a door-to-door service. We're the only service that provides a door-to-door service. We're the only positive contributor to the transport service. We're supposed to be transport for Ireland. You know, there's lots of things here, but people just are overlooking that we are a service. We're a public service, transport service, and we do it very well. And people making suggestions like this are only putting obstacles into the way of a very successful public transport service.
Do you accept that, taxis are a public service?
I think, I personally don't think they are a public transport service. I think I recognise they are recognised as such in Dublin, but I think we do need to query that. Like, we don't, you can't use your over 66 free travel pass in a taxi. You don't have the same level of accessibility requirement. Your ability to get your children into a taxi is not always the same as what the obligation would be put on other forms of public transport.
They're
just not
there,
the same element. And it is an anomaly in Europe as well.
Decisions. Like, taxi drivers don't decide who can get in or out of the car. If the government want to give a pass to over 66, let them give a pass to over 66. It's like, you know, why not? Like, you know what I mean? Like, taxis are there to supply a service. You know, the buses get paid to bring over 66, so can the taxi driver.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be averse to that.
No, absolutely not. Like, I mean, we bring over 66 to the hospital appointments every day of the week, and we get them there on time because we can use the bus lanes.
Yeah, do we have any evidence that if the taxis were taken out of the bus lanes, Janet, that Dublin Bus could or would increase capacity?
I think you can look at, so number one, around Europe, taxis and in many parts of America as well, you'll see taxis can't use bus lanes. Like, so it is an anomaly that we do allow them to use them as such.
But I think when you could or would Dublin Bus increase their capacity on the routes if it happened?
I would say look to the evidence of College Green. So in 2018, it was made, the situation was made, the taxis can't use that particular corridor going north to south around Trinity during rush hour. And that has made a huge difference to not just the reliability of the bus, but the reliability of the Lewis. It is now, it used to be, before 2018, it was quicker to get yourself off the bus in O'Connell Street, walk to the far side of Trinity and then hop back on a public transport option at the far side. Now it does sail through. So addressing those pinch points, specifically by getting bus taxis out of the bus lanes, does make a huge difference to whether you can say, I can get to the far side of town in a reasonable amount of time.
I'd like to see the evidence of these pinch points. I haven't seen any evidence to say that, to be perfectly honest. But, I mean, you know, taxi drivers bring business people all over the country. Business people don't want to be sitting on a bus. They want to get into a taxi and they want to get from A to B. The economy is kept going by taxi drivers bringing these people from A to B. And I think people just overlook what exactly a taxi service is. We're definitely positive to the economy. And I'd say our industry is probably worth billions to the industry. It's not just tourists, it's business people. When they arrive in a Dublin airport and get through all the crap that they put up with at the moment, they get into a taxi and they get a pleasant journey to their destination in a quick and efficient service.
Yeah, that,
and that's what they want to see.
Janet, go ahead.
I think that's also part of the issue here is people who can afford to pay a taxi, so business people and the like, are paying for the privilege of not sitting in the traffic and creating more traffic for those who rely on the buses. So those who can't afford taxis are paying a massive premium to provide that privilege to business people a lot of the time.
It is so one reliable way though, isn't it? One reliable way, Janet, though, to get to the airport. To use a taxi.
And if we want our buses to be reliable, we have to like address the reliability. I'm certainly not saying this is the silver bullet that is going to address all the issues of reliability. There's a lot of investment required in our bus services overall. But at Dublin as a city, we talk a lot about metro. We talk a lot about other things. The reality is the bus is the heavy lifter in Dublin for getting people around. You want to get to the airport, you're probably taking a bus. You need that bus service to be reliable. And that means having a system. So investment in the bus service is absolutely enforcement of illegal parking that's like taking a lot of delays into the system, but also we need to look at that piece around the bus.
The same thing, and let's be honest about it. If you started out the bus system and the transport, as in the train and bus systems, and linked them all together, then you wouldn't be complaining about two or three taxis in front of a bus.
All
that's
right.
Not a problem.
We're going to leave it there. Jim Waldron and Janet Horner, thank you both very much indeed for joining us on the programme. We'll take a break.
Today with Clare Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.